Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This update presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team. Visit Baldino's.com. Washington Commanders versus Kansas City Chiefs tonight at 8:15 p.m. Our Burgundy and Gold pregame show right here on The Fan begins at 6:30 p.m. Defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. on Patrick Mahomes.
Make sure we keep eyes on him where he can't just because if he sees it, he's rushed for as many first downs as any quarterback in the league. So we can't allow that also because that's how they keep drives going. We have to get the stops on third down.
Last night's Sunday night game, Green Bay beat Pittsburgh 35-25. LaMelo Ball with 38 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists. Hornets come back to beat the Wizards 139-113. LSU has fired their head coach, Brian Kelly. Baldino's Lock and Key is your hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. They make car key problems look obsolete. With 9 area locations throughout the Virginia and Maryland area, stop by one near you today, or for more info, visit Baldino's.com. Byron Kerr on The Fan.
We're all waiting to hear what's up with Deron Payne for tonight's game. Nikki Jabal is going to join us in about an hour. Nikki's out here in KC with me and B live in Kansas City. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Landy, I don't know how to use the VX here, so you guys will have to use the call sheet. B, who's a player tonight that needs to have a big game for them to get a win?
Big game tonight to get a win. Lattimore. I feel they're going to test him. And if they test him, then he has to stand up. Because if they go after him and he's not doing well, they're going to keep going.
Totally. It's hard not to think they're going to. They'd be crazy not to test him, frankly.
Totally.
And they're not crazy. That's a well-coached team. They're gonna have some ideas, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's the backs. I don't know if it's Bill or McNichols or C-Rod, but I think the path to a win is to run the ball well tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think you need your running backs to have a big game.
I agree. So I think we went to two games and the talk was those two teams were bad against the run. We didn't stick to the run. I think also Cliff needs to have a big game. You know, it is so easy to just lean on the players not doing well. Sometimes they got to be put in a better position to have success.
I'd say,
and this is no knock. Listen, I have seen Cliff go into games and be in his bag, man, and run the ball, because we know he wants to run it. Yeah, he wants to throw the ball around, but he wants to run it. And sometimes it just the situation make you go away from it. Sometimes you got to force your will.
Let's hit the phones. Our guy Jupe is on the line to kick things off. Jupe, who needs to have a big game tonight, dog?
What's up? What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen. First thing first, us fans, we got enough with the negative, woe is me mindset. We need to lace up our boots, put our burgundy and gold cape on, and rally behind this team. But like I've been saying all year, it's a year of the youngest. I need these youngest to step up and show out. Medrano, you getting your shot tonight. You said come get you. They can't got you. Show me something. I need McGee. Show me why they kept you around for so long. And then on top of that, Terry, I need it for him to show out too, so he can shut up these haters out here. And then, like long sustaining drives, mistake-free football. We getting this W tonight, fellas. We getting this thing. Let's go get it.
Jupe's calling for a win, B.
All right, cool.
There you go. Jupe's fired up. Joe Witt did say that they want to get McGee and Medrano out there. Our guy Drew Cohen sent me a message. He might it's hard to really change everything, but Drew was like, you've got to think differently, and I agree with that. Now, they don't run a ton of base coverage anyway, especially against the Chiefs. It's going to be mostly nickel and even dime. Like, there's going to be a lot of DBs playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But his thought is kind of run a 3-4 rather than, like, get more of the linebackers with speed out there, but also have Frankie and Bobby. If you think you can count on a young man like Medrano, I think McGee has shown you he should be out there more. If Medrano's really going to play, let those guys be on the field, but you don't have to necessarily take Bobby and Frankie off. Maybe that lets Frankie blitz more and be more active as a pass rusher. And you don't have your DNs. So maybe – now, a lot of this assumes Payne is good to go, but – Johnny Newton helps you in the pass. Johnny Newton in the run, I'm not so sure. Kinlaw can play defensive line at any position and is effective.
Yeah.
So maybe it's about reconsidering what you do.
Yeah, but you can't just all of a sudden do that. You know, if they've been practicing it, yes. But if just going to the game, no, that won't work. They'll gut you.
They got a lot of moving parts, man.
Or just hell, every person just played a little 10% better, 2% better, 5% better. You get a little bit more out of it.
Our guy Los is in Severna Park. Los, who needs to step up tonight?
Honestly, it's the coach. The coaches need to step up. Better play calling, better play execution from the players if you want to deal with the players. But Cliff Kingsbury needs to run the ball. Call some run plays. Get some pressure off. Let them know that it's coming. Marcus Mariota is great with the play action. Trick him. You know, send Terry Long. Welcome back, Terry. You know, let this be a coming out game for the Commanders. And another thing, all those single players who are in the Commanders that are single, get into Travis Kelce's face and be like, your girl's going to write a song about me tonight when this game is done. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, bud.
Los, he was yelling a little bit.
Los and Jupe fired up.
Los getting hyped, dog.
Let's see where Toothpick lands. What's up, Pick? Who needs to step up tonight?
What's up, JT? What's up, D-Mitch? Listen, for me, y'all remember when Cliff Kingsbury said, you know, Jaden made that call, and he made me right? Well, I think Bobby Wagner needs to make Witt Jr. right today. With his calls, I'm just gonna ask Bob, Bobby just to do 50% more, like Beeman said, man. And that's be a force in that running game. I'm not gonna ask you to cover Travis Kelce. I'm not gonna ask you to cover a slot wide receiver. But when you go downhill, when you blitzing, make your coach right. Make him right. That's all I'm gonna ask you to do tonight. Bobby is the one that needs to step up. I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate your pick. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Lanville, who's somebody you think needs to step up tonight? You got anybody on your list?
I feel like it's not just one person. I think it's got to be a couple. I think it's going to be pretty bad tonight.
I think Mariota has to have a great game.
That's true.
Got to protect the football. Dude, if you look at Mariota's splits last year to this year, Now, last year he ended up playing about a game and a half, maybe a game and a quarter. Mm-hmm. Didn't start any games, but that was about his action. He was excellent. Completed 77% of his passes, no turnovers. This year, in two starts, so he's probably played about two and a half games, two and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That completion percentage has dropped by almost 20%.
Yeah.
And he's got two interceptions.
But I know we look at that, though, but you know what? The people in front of him haven't been as good as they were last year either. So if we want to just go straight forward, and it may sound cliche, the O-line has to play better. They have to play tougher. They have to play stronger. They have to give them more time. You know, the interception he threw, he's running around for his life trying to find something, trying to make something happen. Threw it too late. Probably shouldn't have never thrown it, but damn, was no blocking on that play. So they need to step up.
You've got... got some dogs, man. Chris Jones is excellent. That linebacker Bolton is excellent. Trent McDuffie is excellent.
We talk a lot about Andy and Pat. They got another guy, Spagnuolo. They call him Spags. His defenses will come at you. He will blitz the hell out of you. So our O-line has to be having communication and be able to pick up the blitz. You know, you don't want that pressure and all those different that colors showing in the face of your quarterback. That could screw up the whole game plan, just that. So we better be ready for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This kicker thing has me... like, they don't have a kicker on the practice squad, so they'd have to sign somebody today to the practice squad and then elevate them. And that all has to happen by 4 o'clock. Any good kickers in KC? Jeff, line 4, Hollywood Q. Is that accurate? Hello, Hollywood Q.
Hey, what's up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got exactly how we can win this game tonight. All okay. We got to do is be aggressive. We got to be aggressive, be consistent on third down, and I think Bill got to at least have like 2 touchdowns, and we got it.
Hey, man, if Bill has two touchdowns and they don't turn it over, you got a shot.
You got a chance.
I do think they got to be aggressive tonight.
Turning over the football. We'll help you.
Yeah, dude. You got to win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
Period. 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 Thanks for the call, Hollywood Q. I said this before, I think, be aggressive on fourth down. You need mm-hmm. possession in this game. You got to hold the ball and more first downs.
Yeah.
More possession.
Totally.
Let's go to Pete in Woodbridge. What's up, Pete?
What up, Pete?
Who needs to step up tonight for a dub?
Fellas, happy Monday.
Same to you, bro.
In my opinion, I think it's going to be Cliff. The only reason why... Spags is going to send the blitz, and he's going to keep sending it on rushing downs and passing downs. So I do think Cliff's going to have to get Mariota in some kind of rhythm early on with quick passes or something to like counter the blitz. Because if not, it's going to be a long day for offense.
Sure. I mean, KC's going to send it, man. They're going to be coming from everywhere.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll keep the phones going.
Until you can handle it, they're not going to stop.
Right. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You'd like to see, you mentioned the entire O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the variability that Chris Jones presents, where he lines up, and where he lines up in the neutral zone all the time, I think the Cosme-Connerly pairing is going to need to play really well. Sam was on the injury report. I don't think there's real concerns he's not going to play, but you got a rookie and a dude in his second game back off a major knee injury.
Wally, he should be ready. He knows his team. He practiced against him, did he not?
He played with him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Interesting situation. Now, Brian, we also have an interesting situation. There's an NFL owner on the line. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm not doing well at all, Finley. I mean, we got taken behind the woodshed yesterday and got a belt with the buckle in. It hurt like hell. But
sure did.
You're asking,
BTA.
I bet heavy on the Broncos, Jarrah.
I bet you did, you sorry sunk of. All right, don't let me get to that. I don't want anybody to race to electrify me. Hey, listen, somebody's got to step up. I got to step up and give you the harsh reality. You know, when you get ready to be executed, they ask you what your favorite meal is. You get your favorite meal. They might even let you see your wife or girlfriend. The people calling in, Duke, whatever the hell his name is, he's a good guy. I like him. He's funny. And Los, listen, fellas, I hate to tell you this, and I'll be the one to bring you the harsh reality. It's execution time. There is no hope. You're going to get your ass whooped just like we did, and just take it like a man. Take the belt marks and just say, well, damn. That's what it feels like. You're not going to win. There's nothing that you can do to score. First of all, let me just say this. Just being the gold jacket general manager and all-around NFL knowledge. Tebow has got a bad injury where it's going to come back. He's going to push off on that foot. Brian, you know what I'm talking about. He's going to push off. That simulating a practice is not going to be – you could be pushing off, but you get in a game, your mind is set – and you know you got to get away, especially over the middle. He's going to re-injure it. And God forbid, I don't know about Terry. That poor guy, he's probably going to tear something too. But good luck. I mean, go down smiling, I guess. But I'm just trying to be the man of harsh reality. It's going to happen. And it's going to be a terrible Tuesday. And God bless you guys. I love the fact that you're still going in there with a smiling face. Let's see if you're smiling tomorrow. Hey, y'all have a great day.
Misery loves company.
I think Jarrah speaks for lots of people that think there's no chance. I think there's always a chance.
Yeah.
Football's crazy.
Jarrah
may be small,
tomorrow.
But there's a chance.
Jarrah's banned tomorrow, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Would you like to reply to Jarrah?
Nah, I can't say what I want to say over the radio.
What does White Brian think of tonight's affair? As a giant. White Brian, how you doing, dude?
It's not fun being a Giants fan.
Didn't Auburn win, though, this weekend?
Auburn did win. They played Arkansas, so they should have won.
Okay. How are we feeling about the Giants? Is Brian Daboll going to be the coach when we go up there in mid-December?
Not great. I think Dable's going to have a job, though.
You think he is?
Yeah, Darts look good enough.
That's crazy. You think Dart looks good because of Daboll?
I think that's how he's going to spin it to the Mara family.
I'm sure. He doesn't comport himself in a manner that, to me, oozes confidence to a team.
Talking about Dable?
Yeah, like he's just too crazy.
He's a little child.
All right, keeping the phone lines going, who needs to step up tonight for Washington to get a win? Can they get a win? Jarrah says no. I was listening to the Junks. They don't seem overly optimistic. There's not a lot of reasons to be optimistic. The kicker situation, Deron Payne situation. And yet they're going to play this game. And yet,
nobody doesn't feel sorry for you either. So
definitely, nobody cares. The league doesn't care. Players know. Phone lines are open. Nikki Javala joins us at 1:00.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost tokens. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, official sportsbook betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.